Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Shabbos, parak Memalikin, as we continue with parak Beis, Mishnah Gimel, and parak Beis, Mishnah Dalet, discussing the various halachos of candles on Friday before Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Kol hayotzim min ha'etz ein madlikin bo, you're not allowed to light your Shabbos candles with a wick that is made from anything that comes from a tree. The assumption is that anything that comes from a tree is not going to allow you to have a candle that is steady, that is consistent, that is strong, and therefore, says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to use any materials from a tree to be used as part of your wick. Ella, pishtan, except a wick of flax, that is permitted to use a flax as your wick for Hadlakas Neiro Shabbos. Now, what's interesting is that flax doesn't really grow on a tree, but the Mishnah is basically saying that the only part of a tree that you can use is flax. So why does it use flax to contrast with parts of a tree? So the Bar Tanur points out that the Pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua describes flax as pishtei ha'etz, the flax of the tree, and therefore the Tana, the author of our Mishnah, feels it necessary to teach us that flax is excluded from this general statement that products of a tree cannot be used as a wick, whereas flax can be used as a wick. And now as we continue in our Mishnah, once we sort of distinguished and differentiated between flax on the one hand and parts of a tree on the other hand, we're going to learn it that there's a similar type of distinction in another area of halacha, the halacha of Tumas Ohel. The halacha is that if there is a dead body in a building, in a room, then anyone or anything in that room contracts and becomes Tameh as well. And we're going to see that that's also, the question is going to really be, does the roof of that building become Tameh as well? And we're going to see that it depends what the material of that roof is made out of. Says the Mishnah, V'chol hayotzim in ha'etz, eino mitameh tumas olim, that a roof that is made of anything that comes from a tree does not become Tameh with Tumas Oel. If there's a dead body beneath it, the roof itself does not become Tameh. Ella Pishtan. But if the roof is made of flax, then the roof would become Tameh. Whether it's made of flax or something else part of a tree, certainly doesn't affect whether anything in that room, in that building, becomes Tameh. It's going to become Tameh regardless. The halacha of Tumas Oel is going to take effect. However, the question is, does the roof itself become Tameh? If it's made of flax, it does. If it's made of any other part of a tree, it would not become Tameh in that situation. Continuing now in the Mishnah, Psilas HaBeged Shekipla V'lo Hivhava. Now, if there is a wick that is made of a beged, some sort of a article of clothing, the smallest type of clothing that has the status of a clothing, is something that's 3x3 etzbos, it's 3x3 finger breadths. So if someone twisted this beged, Shekipla, that he twisted this this little piece of clothing into a wick, but he did not singe it. A lot of times what they would do is the tip of a new wick was typically singed in order to make it easier to light, but this was not done in the situation of our Mishnah, because then everyone would agree on the halacha. But if we're dealing with a situation where it was twisted but not singed, says the Mishnah V'en Malikim, says the Mishnah Temeya, since it was only twisted and not singed, it is still considered to have the status of a baguette, and therefore it does not become Tameh. Rabbi Elazar holds that twisting the cloth does not cause it to lose its status as a beged, and therefore it remains susceptible to Tameh, remains having the potential to become Tameh, because begotten clothing have the potential to become Tameh. Not only, though, does it have the potential to become Tameh, but v'yen malikin ba. And therefore, when Friday is a Yom Tov, you are not allowed to light your Shabbos candles with it. The reason for this is based on a concept called Nolad. Nolad means that when something existed, coming into existence on Shabbos itself, then it becomes Muktzah. Nolad is a type of Muktzah. And the situation that we're dealing with right now is basically where you had before it was a Beged, now it becomes singed, now it becomes a lit with this with the candle as part of your Neiro Shabbos. And then it becomes a little bit smaller than 3x3 etzbos. And if it becomes smaller than 3x3 etzbos, then it loses its status of a Beged. So because it was considered to be a Beged before Shabbos, and now it's no longer considered to be a beged now, its status changed, and therefore the halachic entity of nolad takes effect. It's a new status, and therefore it becomes mukta. So you're not allowed to then hold it to the light of the fire and to light it on this yontif, on this erev Shabbos, because what you're doing is you are creating a situation of nolad. You're changing its status, which you're not allowed to do. However, Rabbi Akiva says no. Tahora, it is considered to be tahora, cannot become become Tame because it's according to Rabbi Akiva, it stopped having the status of a baguette as soon as it was twisted into a wick. As soon as that twist took place, even though it wasn't singed, but because it was twisted, its status was always that it was no longer a baguette, and therefore it's not tahor. Therefore, it is tahor, and doesn't have the potential to become tamei umaliginba. And therefore, you're allowed to use it to light your candles with it, even on a Friday that happens to be yantif, since it had already stopped being a baguette before it was lit. Its halachic status does not change upon being lit, and therefore it would not be mukta at that point, and you may continue to use it on Yom Tov, and as the Bartonor points out, we paskin like the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Continuing now with Berak Beis, Mishnah Dalet. One of the malachos of Shabbos, malacha Lamed Vav, to be exact, the 36th malacha, is known as Mechabe, is known as extinguishing. You're not allowed to extinguish a flame on Shabbos. So the halacha, the Chazal extend this malacha to include a situation where a person removes oil from something that's connected to the candle on Shabbos as well, because by you removing some of the oil that the candle is connected to, you're sort of decreasing the amount of time that the flame will last. For even though you're not extinguishing it outright, you're still decreasing the amount of time that it will continue to be lit for, which is part of this malacha of mechabe. Says the Mishnah, Lo yikov adam shifafer shel beitza v'malena shemen v'itnena al pianer, that a person is not allowed to make a hole in an empty eggshell, then fill it with oil and place it on the mouth, on the opening of the candle, b'shvil shetehei menatefes, so that the oil in the eggshell will drip into the lamp and fuel the flame. Chazal forbade this. They answered this type of a situation because they were concerned that perhaps the person is going to remove some of the oil from the eggshell, and since this oil was in the process of being used to fuel the fire, removing some of the oil is going to prohibit and violate this prohibition of mechabe, of extinguishing the flame, which you're not allowed to do. So we're concerned. It's a gezeira midrabbanan. It's a rabbinic decree. It's a rabbinic edict that you're not allowed to do this. That you're not allowed to have this eggshell creating this like reservoir with oil, because we're concerned that if you were to have it, then someone's going to remove it, and that is going to be mechabe. That is going to be extinguishing on Shabbos. And says the Mishnah, afilu hishal cheres, such a candle is even usher. Even if this little thing of oil is an eggshell, but even if it's made of some sort of cheres, even if it's made of clay, of earthenware, although cheres container is not clean, and oil that has been in it is certainly not really fit to be used with food, we're still concerned that a person might remove some of it, and therefore, says the Chacham, says the Tanakhama, you're not allowed to have an oil that is connected to whether it's a regular eggshell with some oil, or whether it's an earthenware container with some oil. You're not allowed to do that because we're concerned that you're going to remove some of the oil. However, Rabbi Huda disagrees. Rabbi Huda matir. Rabbi Huda permits using a candle with a separate area of oil, whether it's an eggshell, whether it's earthenware, and so on, because in his opinion, people are not so likely to remove oil from it, and there is no need for this extra gezeira, this extra decree, to prevent people from removing oil from it. However, says the Mishnah, aval, but im chibra hayoter mitchila mutter. However, if the person who initially made the candle attached this eggshell or the cheres or whatever it is to the bowl when he first made it, then everyone would agree that it's permitted to be used. Mipnei, why? Mipnei shukli achad. Because in that situation, it's one kli, it's one utensil, it's one vessel, and it's part of the lamp itself, it's part of the candle itself. And if it's part of it, in this situation, a person would certainly realize that the oil is meant for the candle and may not be removed unless one wants to violate the prohibition of mechabe, of extinguishing. And therefore, because a person is going to realize that it's one kli, it's one utensil, so everyone would agree in this situation that a person is not going to come along and remove oil from a kli that is already connected to the initial candle. One more case, lo yimoli adam es kara shemen v'yitznena b'tzad haner v'yitein rosh ha'psila b'socha. A person is not allowed to fill a bowl with oil, place it next to the candle, and then place the unlit end of the wick into it, Bishvil Shetehoeva, so that the wick will draw oil from the bowl into the lamp. Here also, says the Tanakama, the Chachamim were concerned that one might remove oil from the bowl, and therefore you're going to be violating the prohibition of Mechaber. However, Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda permits this situation because, as he said previously, he does not consider it to be likely that a person is going to remove any oil whatsoever. Quick review. Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, discussed by teaching us the halacha that a person is not allowed to light your Shabbos candles with a wick made of anything that comes from a tree unless it is made from flax. And the Mishnah taught us that there's a similar distinction, although an opposite distinction, when it comes to Tumas Oel, that if you have a dead body in a room or in a building, the roof will only become tame if the roof's made of flax, but will not become tame if it's made of any other item that comes from a tree. And then we had a machlokas regarding a situation. We have a wick that was made of a 3x3 beged that was made of a wick, and it was twisted but not singed, so it wasn't fully made into a wick, but it still has the status. The question is, number one, does it have the potential to become tame? And number two, can you light with it on Friday, that also happens to be Yom Tov? So says the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. So number one, it is considered to still be a beged. It never has the potential to become tameh, and therefore, because it has the potential to become tameh, if you were to light it, then it changes its status on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, and by changing its status, it's going to become muktzah, and therefore you can't use it to light on Shabbos itself, on Yom Tov itself. Again, according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. However, Rabbi Akiva says no, that at the end of the day, it cannot become tameh. It's considered to be tahor, according to Rabbi Akiva, because once you twisted it, then it became to have the status of a wick, and not before, and therefore it does not have the potential to become tameh. It's considered to be tahor, and you may use it to light even on a Friday that happens to be Yom Tov for Shabbos, because it already stopped being a beged before it was lit, and therefore its halachic status did not change, and the halacha of nolad would not apply. And then Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalid, taught us in two different contexts, but the halacha nonetheless, machlokas regarding a situation where you create a reservoir, whether in an eggshell, whether in an earthenware vessel, where you basically allow the oil to drip onto the candle to further the flame from continuing to burn. But we say that you're not allowed to do that, according to the Chachamim, who you happen to paskin like, because we're concerned that a person is going to see it as two distinct vessels, and then they may remove some of that oil, which would be mechab, which would be extinguishing on Yom Tov, which you're not allowed to do. Rabbi Huda is a match of this. He's not concerned that a person is going to go ahead and remove it, but that is the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Huda. And again, the Bar Tanur points out that the Paskin like the Chachamim in this regard, you're not allowed to create this little reservoir of oil next to the flame. However, the Mishnah points out that both opinions, both Rabbi Huda and the Chachamim, would agree that if you were to create this candle from the beginning with the reservoir, then it's fine, because once you view it as one kli, once you view it as one utensil, we're not concerned that a person is going to come along and remove the oil, thereby violating the prohibition of mechabe, of extinguishing. Have a great day.